I was watching that.
Well, now you're watching this. Gimme that. Hey, there is no way I'm gonna be watching Italian basketball.
Well, look, it's the spokesmodel category. Yay!
Becky, I can't see.
Oh, I'm sorry, Darlene. Am I in your way?
Well, we got a 19-inch TV and you got a 25-inch butt.
Well, guess we're just gonna have to watch my show.
Well, guess I'm just gonna have to tell Mom that I was watching first.
You're such a little infant.
You're a pez head.
Hey, babe.
How long have they been fighting like this?
Well, let's see. Darlene's almost 14 now.
Hello?
Mother.
She was watching it first.
Yeah. I'd love to. Friday night? Yeah, I was hoping you'd call. You want to buy me dinner? Well, gee, what's in it for you? Oh, sure, I put out. Everybody knows that.
Darlene, what are you doing?
Oh, don't worry, Mom. He thinks it's Becky.
Oh, okay.
Mother! I'm gonna kill you, Darlene.
Hey, Joey, I'll sit on video. Sorry, gotta go. 7:30, don't dress.
You're dead.
Now, you guys have been on each other's case for weeks. Give it a rest.
Mother, she was
and
the one...
And so did you. Now, go on, find something to do. Go on, go on. And stop calling me mother. Well, thanks for your help.
What?
Don't you have anything to say about what Darlene just did?
Yes. If only she'd use her power for good instead of evil. The thermostat's fixed. You just turn this little doodad here. The heat goes on in the basement. And it's ready for you to resume your writing career.
Well, you know, I don't think I'm going to have that much time to pursue that career. Now, what with the new job I got today?
Did you get that waitress job?
Yes, I did. Well, it was close. It was between me and the other woman they hired.
Well, it beats sweeping up at that beauty parlor.
Well, the way I look at it, I'm still working with hair, only now it's in the food.
Come here, woman. You've done good.
Well, good, then. You must massage my feet now, Knave.
And a dainty pair of pups they are.
You know, I'm going to be working the dinner shift, so that means you got to take over around here.
Don't worry, I can handle it.
Yeah, well, you know, that means that you got to feed the kids once in a while. You got to maintain law and order around here, and you have to keep them from killing each other.
Better write this down.
Mom, Darlene's hogging the bathroom. She's doing her homework in there, and she locked me out, and I really need to get in.
Darlene's doing her homework. Oh, honey.
Oh, it's a proud, proud day.
You want to handle this, then?
Nope. You start your job tomorrow. I start my job tomorrow.
You got a job?
Yeah. I'm working in the restaurant over at Rodbell's department store.
The one in the mall.
Yeah.
Where I hang out with my friends.
Yeah.
My mother is going to be there?
Yeah, it's a kick in the head, ain't it?
You've ruined my life!
Well, you don't think I took the job for the money, do you?
Behave! Can I help you?
Yeah.
Hey! Just have a seat anywhere, man. Look, you guys quit flipping them spoons! Coffee?
Yeah, that'd be great. You know, I,
There's no cream. There's some in the back. I'll be back in just a second.
Well, I've had worse jobs. Spoon. Spoon.
Here we go.
Thanks.
Excuse me, would you please do something about those kids? They're throwing spitballs at my wife.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry. I'll take care of it. I'll be right back. Look, you guys have got to cut this out, okay?
Yeah, right.
I'm sorry, sir. I'm sorry.
You know, you look like you could use some help.
Well, this is the first day on the job, and there's supposed to be another waitress here, but she hasn't got here yet.
Well, that's a shame. Wait a minute. Ta-da! We look like we were separated at birth.
That's your table, sis.
Geez, they're kind of cute, aren't they? You know, I have a couple kids at home just their age. I think I can relate to them.
Roseanne, you know what our dinner break is? I'm starving.
Gee, I'm not hungry at all. I wonder why. Okay. I got a Salisbury steak and a Swiss steak. Who gets the Salisbury steak?
I do.
Okay, then you would be the person to ask. Which one is it?
Roseanne!
Enjoy your thing.
Roseanne, we're out of decaf and I can't find any more.
Ah, well, see, you just don't know where to look. There, now you're out of regular. Hey, hi, Becky. How you doing, honey?
Mother, would it be all right if that other woman waited on us?
No. For one thing, she's busy, and for another, y'all are just gonna sit there sipping sodas for an hour, and then you'll leave her like a quarter for a tip.
Miss, I'm waiting here.
Well, just a minute, all right? Just go have a seat. I'll be right with you.
All right, but do me a favor and don't come over and start acting like you're my mother or something, okay?
So what? Then, like, breastfeeding is out.
Oh, God.
Miss?
Yeah. Okay, you ready to order?
I'll have a cup of coffee and a glass of water.
You're not gonna order any food?
Nope.
This ain't my table.
You want me to wait on your daughter? She looks kind of embarrassed.
Yeah, I'm real worried about it. Hi, girls. How you doing?
You know, this is really weird, Mrs. Connor. Are you serving us and everything?
Yeah, well, just pretend like, you know, it's over at our house. And of course, here they make me wash my hands before I serve you the food.
Mother, that's gross.
She's just kidding, you guys.
Well, duh, Becky. Lighten up, Beck.
Yeah, lighten up, Beck. Duh.
Can we just order now?
Shoot.
Okay, I'll have a cheeseburger and fries and...
How come you're even here eating? I mean, your dad's supposed to be cooking for you.
Dad said it's okay. Besides, he's only gonna order a pizza at halftime anyway.
Well, I left the meatloaf in the fridge this morning.
Well, I guess he changed his mind.
Really?
Well, could we, like, order now?
Oh, yeah, you'll eat what I bring you. Just like him sitting up there on his butt watching the game while I kill myself making a meatloaf. And this time I even put real meat in it.
Becky sure seems like a nice kid.
Yeah, as far as you know.
It must be so great having a family. I mean, just being married is wonderful.
What, are you a newlywed?
Uh-huh. Been married 3 glorious months.
Oh, me too.
No. Come on, how long?
17 years.
Is it as great as the day you were married?
Oh, better. And it just keeps getting better and better and better until one day you wake up and you're so damn happy you explode.
Knock it off!
see every day.
No, 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 Darlene, come on. Now is my favorite. Like I care. Look at this, Darlene. Darlene Connor, junior best.
No, no, no.
1980. Becky, you dropped that thing and you're dead.
You dropped it. Now go get it.
Ow!
Hey, hey! Break!
All right. What's going on?
Dad, look,
every time
I live with her anymore, okay? She's always been
hurt.
You know what? I don't care. You two can't live together? Fine. You don't have to. Darlene, get your stuff. You're moving down to the basement.
What? Are you kidding?
I mean it. I'm sick of this. You two do nothing but fight. You're just going to have to learn how to live apart. What do you think about that?
You're the best, Dad.
I'll get my stuff.
And hurry it up. DJ, go clean up your room.
Why?
I'm on a roll. I'm gonna get more kids. Hello, dear. Welcome to Connor Manor, where the children are fed, the dishes are washed, and all is serene.
And the bras and the underpants are all over the front yard. You know, most people would have opted for, like, a pink flamingo.
Ah, that. A minor skirmish. I'll have the girls take care of it. So I hear you totally humiliated Becky at the mall today.
Yeah. You know, I think this job's gonna work out swell. By the way, what was Becky doing eating at the mall anyhow?
She didn't want pizza.
Well, what about that meatloaf?
Nobody wanted meatloaf. Couldn't give the stuff away.
Where are you going with that stuff?
Well, I can't live with Becky anymore, so I'm moving down to the basement.
Whose stupid idea is that?
Mine.
I'll straighten this out.
I already straightened it out. The girls wouldn't stop fighting. I took care of it.
By what? Separating them? I never would have done that, Dan.
Well, you weren't here. You told me to take charge. I did. What are you going to do? Come in and overrule everything I do?
Well, now they're never even going to talk to each other again.
Honey.
How can you just lay there like that and stare at the TV?
Easy. It was quiet. Till you got home.
No, I think Dan had a good idea. When we were kids, it would have been great having our own rooms.
I don't think we would be this close if we'd been separated. And besides, we had a lot of fun sharing that room.
Fun? It was awful. Used to pour warm water on my blanket when I was sleeping. I thought I was a bedwetter till I was 12.
Well, you were no perfect sister. Anyways, you used to lock the door when I'd stay out late. Then I'd have to come home and ring the bell, and then Daddy would get up and he'd, like, talk to me.
You started that rumor I liked Ronnie Addison.
Well, you did like Ronnie
Addison. I did not.
Yes, you did.
You're such a liar.
It was written all over your diary. Ronnie Addison, he's so cute. I just love him.
You read my diary?
No.
Read my diary.
I have to work.
Mom, I need your employee discount card.
Well, I'm trying to work now, Darlene. Just give me a minute.
Jackie. Can I borrow a credit card?
What for?
Well, I saw this great stereo system, right? It's $1,000. So I use Mom's ID, get 20% off, then return it at full price. I do that 5 times and I can afford the stereo system for real. Not bad, huh?
Darlene, that's illegal.
How would you know?
What, am I sitting here in a clown suit?
Forget about it, Darlene. Run along.
You're always gonna be poor.
Now, she'd need a receipt for that, right? See? There you go. See?
See what?
Darlene just walked right by Becky, didn't say nothing.
So she just walked by her. What's the big deal?
Because normally when she'd walk by, you know, she'd look at Becky and she'd go, "Hi, geek," and then Becky would go, "Drop dead, butch." You know, they'd have a relationship.
Roseanne, did you ever wonder that maybe what's really bugging you here is that Dan decided to put him in separate rooms, not you?
That is ridiculous.
No. I think I might be onto something here. Somebody else is calling the shots on your turf, and you don't like that. Damn. Just may make detective you.
And you also may be the first cop in history to ever pay for a cup of coffee.
You're hopeless, Roseanne.
Well, what am I supposed to do? Just let everything go to hell and let Dan do whatever he wants?
Do you trust Dan?
Do I have to?
Well, you just gotta let him do what he thinks is right.
Okay, but, like, what if I just, you know...
Well, look, you asked him to take over, so just let him do it. Let somebody else do it.
I can't.
That's because you think you always have to be the strong one.
I don't know how to be weak. Wait a minute. You're weak. Teach me.
Hi, babe.
Hi.
Hey, Mom.
What's he doing up?
We made a deal. DJ did the dishes, and I'm letting him stay up a little.
A deal.
Let's go make some coffee. Roseanne?
I mean, let DJ stay up late. Then it's going to be, like, totally impossible for me to get him up in the morning and send him to school. That's going to ruin my whole day.
Be okay.
And look at this. Why would he let DJ do the dishes? He's covered with filth. Why would he do that?
Breathe. Okay.
Roseanne, I know the dishes are a mess. I was just waiting for DJ to go to bed. I'll do them.
See?
Now, Dan, if DJ promised you that he would do the dishes, what is he ever going to learn if his father goes and does everything for him? My God. Oh, my God.
Breathe.
You breathe. I want to go do the dishes.
Roseanne, let him do it. Give Dan the power over the dishes.
But he does a lousy job on the dishes.
You do a lousy job on the dishes.
Yeah, but he's going to leave spots.
Roseanne, this is it. You're going to go in there, you're going to watch Dan do the dishes, and you're not going to do anything. You understand me?
Honey, you want me to dry?
No, thanks. I'm just going to leave him in the rack to air dry.
Spots!
Mom, I can't find the extra blankets. Where do you keep them?
Ask your father.
Good.
Dad?
You going to bed already?
What bed? I'm trying to do my math. It's freezing down there.
Darlene, you didn't come up here because you were cold, did you?
Ooh, yeah, I did.
I think you're just using that as an excuse to go back to your old room. Isn't that true?
No. Are you making me move back?
I am just over here breathing with Aunt Jackie.
Darlene, you can stay in the basement as long as you want. If you want.
Well, it's kind of like lonely down there. And I would move back upstairs, but Becky's just going to say it's her room. And I'm moving back because I miss her and need her. And dweeb, 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 dweeb.
I'll tell you what. Why don't you blame it on me? Tell her I said the basement was too cold, okay?
All right. Thanks, Dad.
Anytime.
Hey, Becky, Dad's making me move back, so get your crap off of my crap.
Thank you, no applause.
Oh, yeah, right. Like you planned, she would get cold.
Rosie. She didn't come up here because she was cold. The basement's heated. She just needed an excuse to go back to her old room. I'm surprised you didn't pick up on that. But then, not everyone can be as perfect a parent as Dan Connor.
Oh, I'm truly humbled by your magnificence.
As am I. And you know, I think I'll let these old dishes wait until the morning. Ladies?
I'm amazed, Roseanne. You just stayed back. You let Dan handle that.
Mm-hmm. May I do the dishes now?
You've earned it.
Thank you.
Oh, say, sis, you might want to turn the heat in the basement back up with that little thermostat deal over there.
You little sneak.
Thank you. No applause.
Yeah, but remember how you taught me to put lipstick on? Not on the lips. Around the lips, so it wouldn't smear when I got kissed.
God, you are stupid.
I trusted you.
Well, you are no angelic little sister yourself, you know.
What did I ever do to you?
Oh, I start going out with Dan and you go and tell him you're my daughter.
He was stupid.
And what about your imaginary sister?
My imaginary sister? You made her up.
Oh, yeah. Well, if she was my imaginary sister, she was your imaginary sister, too.
Yeah, but she'd only talk to you.
That's because she hated you, Jackie.
Roseanne.
It was all I could do to keep her from killing you in your sleep.
Just admit it, you were the rottenest sister ever born.
Well, I don't believe I have to sit here and take that. And neither do you, Vanessa.
Very funny.
No, don't say that, Vanessa. You'll hurt her feelings. She likes wearing her hair like that.
Just grow up, okay? Hey. What'd she say about my hair?